Yes, we have caught up with Nico Muhly backstage. Bravo.
Thank you very much.
So this was the premiere of your orchestral suite. The story, Marnie, it was the subject of a novel by Winston Graham.
Winston Graham, yeah.
Right. Then Hitchcock made this famous movie with Tippi Hedren. When did you first learn of the story, and when did you think about making it an opera?
So the director, Michael Mayer, rang me up in the middle of the day and said, you know what would make a fabulous opera is Marnie. And I thought, you know, he's not wrong. I had a meeting with Michael, I had a meeting at the Met, and we thought, all right, who should write the libretto? And we called this man called Nicholas Wright, who's a wonderful playwright and librettist, and he had just read the novel. So it felt, you know, like it was meant to be. Obviously, the film is quite famous, but going back into the novel, which is set in London, is set in the 50s, has more characters, was actually so thrilling.
So the opera is kind of based on the novel more than the film.
No, entirely. It was easier to do because, you know, filmic adaptations are so different from what an opera is. And for me, it's like getting involved in the intricacies of how the novel treats psychoanalysis, how the novel treats a woman in the 50s rather than the 60s kind of existing in her own weird shark-like path through this kind of oppressive world of men was like much more toothsome, I found.
How did you approach telling that story today? How does it translate to today's world?
Well, it's a tricky one, talking about consent and talking about gender dynamics and power dynamics. You know, the story of Marnie, in which this woman is put into essentially economic blackmail, where basic blackmail would say, you know, she'll be sent to jail unless she marries this guy. It feels especially poignant now. And much of the sort of more current revelations were happening as we built the piece in London. So those things are layered in pretty significantly.
So you tell the story in the opera in somewhat chronological order. How do you then approach putting together an orchestral suite?
So one of the things that was actually very useful is that when I put together the opera, one of the first things I decided is that I wanted to use the orchestra in the pit as a much more narrative partner, because it's so easy to fall into the trap of like the orchestra is accompanying the singers, right? Which of course it should do at some point, but I wanted to have certain solo instruments twinned with the singers. And so, for instance, Marnie is represented in the pit by an oboe. So there are these situations where she'll sing a line, and then the solo oboe will dovetail with her. And then moments where Mark, her husband and captor, will sing in a trombone, doubles him, and there's a muted trumpet, and there's a viola representing her mother. So there's essentially a little piece of chamber music within the orchestral ensemble. So when I was putting together the suite, it was actually relatively simple to assemble something that made sense just in terms of those instruments working together. So narratively, it's all out of order. So, you know, we start kind of in the middle of Act One and we end at the end of Act One. But that is actually less interesting than the development of the soloists within the orchestra, which I thought also, the sort of gift of this commission for the suite is that you can really, it's not just about, you know, replace the voice with a trumpet or something. It's like really use the wonderful instrumentalists and wonderful players in the Philadelphia Orchestra to do the narrative heavy lifting.
So the orchestral suite structure was kind of governed more by the music and...
Yeah, it was governed by the orchestral music. No, but it was governed by... I mean, there are a lot of things that I took from actual, you know, what you could call an aria. But as I was saying, it was... Because there was already a sense in which the orchestra was playing a narrative part, a lot of my work was sort of done for me in terms of creating a sense of dramatic structure in an orchestral piece.
Well, thank you so much, Nico Muhly. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.